Winners of the National Book Awards were announced last night in New York. Joan Didion won for her memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking. The Fiction Award went to William T. Vollman for Europe Central. We have a report this morning from Martha Woodruff.
The evening began with 86-year-old Lawrence Ferlinghetti getting a standing ovation and the first ever Literarian Award. Ferlinghetti, who began publishing in the 1950s, has written across many genres. He also co-founded and remains the public face of City Lights Bookstore and Publishing in San Francisco. Toni Morrison then took the stage to introduce Norman Mailer, recipient of the Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. Morrison said that the loud and justifiable praise for Mailer's writing has to compete with violent objections to some of his views. She has several of those objections herself, Morrison said.
Not least of which is an almost comic obtuseness regarding women and race.
In accepting his award, Norman Mailer described the serious novel as running the risk of becoming an endangered species. Current successful fiction, he said, is too easy and too soon forgotten.
The purpose of a great novel is not, however, to cater to one's passing needs, but to enter one's life. Even alter it.
Two other literary giants were the winners for poetry and nonfiction. W.S. Merwin, nominated 7 times before, received the award for Migration, New and Selected Poems. Joan Didion won for a book-length essay chronicling her year-long attempt to come to terms with her husband's death and only daughter's illness. Didion, a finalist for the second time, was at the pre-awards reception and had this to say about being nominated at such a difficult time in her life.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's just, it makes you feel good, which it's hard enough to find in this world. You know?
It was also an evening of newcomers and little knowns. First-time novelist Jean Bertzel hiked up the train of her gown and practically skipped up to the stage when her novel, The Penderwicks, won in the young adult category.
I've gotten many, many wonderful reviews for this book, but my very favorite comes from a third grader on Long Island named Scott. And he said, "This book is about being a good listener, even if you're a grown-up."
Everyone had wondered what this year's fiction category would bring. Last year's finalists caused a stir when they turned out to be 5 little-known women writers from New York. This year's finalists ran the gamut from the famous E.L. Doctorow to the relatively obscure William T. Vollman. And William T. Vollman won, surprising even himself.
I thought I would lose, so I didn't prepare a speech, but...
At an event the night before, Vollman read a passage from his novel, Europe Central.
Then the Kaiser shouted, "Germany!" And before we could even wave our hats, all the Medusa faces, which had glared somnolently on stone shields since the creation of Berlin, which was the creation of the world, woke up.
The 4 National Book Award winners will receive $10,000 each and a really impressive statuette that the evening's host, Garrison Keillor, suggested they keep on a high shelf. So guests will have to ask about it. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff in New York.